I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. A little more than a month ago, Dr. Husing stood before a crowd of hundreds of business, government, education, and community leaders gathered in an Ontario hotel ballroom to hear Dr. Husing's annual State of the Region and 2018 economic forecast for the Inland Empire. It took a little less than 2 hours to deliver what Dr. Husing says are details and explanations of the biggest economic boom that our region has seen in decades, if ever. We asked Dr. Husing to, over the next several weeks, break down his economic forecast for the several sectors of the economy in the Inland Empire into morning edition size segments, which we will begin this morning.
On previous programs, one of the things we've been doing is sort of setting up what the data look like to begin to forecast where the Inland Empire economy is going. Mm-hmm. A lot of that was based on preliminary information. We now have the final information. We don't get that until sometime in March. The fact is that in the 53 years that I have looked at the Inland Empire, this year is the best data I've ever seen.
Wow.
In terms of performance.
More than the boom 10, 12 years ago.
More than anything. It's quite extraordinary when
wow.
you look at the numbers and where we sit statewide.
And generally, that's a good thing, but are there...
Yeah, it's a great thing.
Okay. Are there any caveats to
well, in
so
looking
well?
At the forecast, there are caveats about where we're going to be going through 18 heading into 19.
Okay, well, let's get to the good, the bad, and if there is any, the ugly.
Well, we first of all always start by looking at the national data, which we now have a much firmer idea about. The U.S. economy right now sits 8.8 million jobs higher than it did in 07. That is 6.4% above where it was during the recession. Mm. So that's sort of the national environment that we swim in. For all intents and purposes, the U.S. economy is operating at full employment, at least in terms of its labor force.
Wow. Mm.
So this kind of leads to a difficulty, because what have we done? We've now cut taxes to stimulate the economy at a time when the economy is already at full employment. When you do that, it's a bit like having a car, taking it up the red line, and then flooring it without shifting. You're going to blow the engine in a car. Mm. In an economy, what you do is you push into territory of inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going beyond your labor force capacity. And that is sort of we're on the edge of that right now. When we look at inflation rates and what's going on there, what we see is the U.S., in the most recent data, was up 2.2%. California was up 3.6%. So we're running heavier inflation in the state, probably because of housing prices. And
that's annually. More than 3% annual inflation already in California.
Yeah, that's where it's been running if you look at the March versus March numbers.
Okay.
So already we're sort of pushing the edge of where the Fed wants to be. 2% is their target. Then when we look at what's the result of that, the result of that is the Fed is starting to tighten down. At the short end of the market, short-term rates, we're up at around 2.85, 2.86 on the 10-year bond. That is what is controlled by long-term rates, not what the Fed does. On the short end of the market, it's them raising the short rates, which they do through their policies. Mm. They've already raised once this year. They talked about 3, now they're talking about 4 because they're getting nervous about the market. So 3 more raises in the short-term rate. The long-term rate, one of the things they're doing is they're getting rid of a lot of the mortgage-backed securities they acquired to shove money into the banks to mm-hmm. get them to lend more in the QE process, Q1, Q2, Q3.
Quantitative easing, as we called it.
Right.
Then, right.
They're now unwinding that. Well, that will raise long-term rates. So inflation expectations plus the short end of the market going up plus the long end of the market going up says that interest rates will be rising.
And that's been the source of the volatile stock market lately. So
that's you've seen that in the market.
Yep, yep.
In general, though, that's sort of looking forward. Where we sit at this moment is the economy in the U.S. is firing on all cylinders, subject to whatever happens with the administration. And the administration is making some choices that I'll talk about probably in a later program that definitely affect the Inland Empire.
Okay. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Dr. Husing's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org.